Have you ever tried to see how long you could go without eating? I know it's very, very hard, especially for us guys, but several years ago when I was down in Florida visiting my grandmother, I had the idea that I would see if I could go a full day without eating a single bite. Well, first thing I did was to stay in bed as long as I could. I figured that if you sleep in and take it easy, it'll get easier. Well, the day wore on, and I tried not to do very much because I figured the more energy I would exert, the hungrier I would get, so I just sat around and tried to do nothing. Well, I can successfully say that I went at least 24 hours without a single bite to eat or something even to drink. But you know, that next morning I woke up, I couldn't stand it anymore. I had to get something to eat. But then as I got to thinking about that, why do people fast? Is it just to see how much you can personally accomplish? Or is there another reason? I know recently I was told to fast when I was supposed to have a medical test, knowing that there couldn't be any food circulating through your body. And sometimes people get so sick that they simply just do not feel like eating at all. But there was a time in which fasting was even having a religious significance. But years go by, that religious significance seemed to be not as significant at all. Look with me now to the Old Testament book, Zechariah. Here in chapter 7, because it is interesting the question that the Lord brings to Zechariah in answer to questions that people have asked. Zechariah chapter 7, and I'd like for us to begin in verse 1. We're told that in the fourth year of King Darius, it came to pass that the word of the Lord came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month Kislev, when the people sent Sherezer with Regem-Melech and his men to the house of God to pray before the Lord, and to ask the priests who were in the house of the Lord of hosts and the prophets, saying, "Should I weep in the fifth month and fast as I have done for so many years?" Then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, "Say to all the people of the land and to the priests, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh months during those 70 years, did you really fast for me? For me, when you eat and when you drink, do you not eat and drink for yourselves?" It puts a new perspective on things, doesn't it? Why were the people fasting? Were they doing so because that's what their fathers or their forefathers had done, knowing that it was a tradition and it's something to keep? Were they trying to accomplish some things for themselves? Or rather, were they doing that for the Lord? That seems to be a question that we need to be asking today, is it not? Why do a lot of people do what they do? Do they do them for themselves? Or rather, do they do them unto God? There are things that God commands us to do, and some things He doesn't really specify how to go about doing them. But our main focus should be doing what God said, as God said, as best we can. There are some things, as Paul talked about, being lawful. There were some things that are beneficial. But sometimes what is lawful is not always beneficial. And sometimes what is beneficial may not be according unto law. And it's interesting, as we studied about that a little while ago, but if we were to go deeper into the book of Romans, we'll get a different idea. In Romans, the 14th chapter, just note a few verses that Paul talks about what it means to have true liberty or freedom in Christ. There are some things that God does not always say thou must do, but if doing them, perhaps can be beneficial. In Romans chapter 14, here beginning in verse 1, Paul said, "Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats. For God has received him. But who are you to judge another man's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day observes it to the Lord, and he who does not observe the day to the Lord, he does not observe it. He who eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks, and he who does not eat, to the Lord he does not eat, and give God thanks. For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Paul reminds us it doesn't matter whether we eat, do not eat. It's not all about pleasing ourselves. What it is all about is that we do it to the Lord. That's the problem that Zechariah had to confront. The people were not doing themselves a favor, but rather they were doing themselves a disservice, because they were trying to please themselves and not the Lord. What a common problem we share in our world today. We look out for number one, as we often say, but this cannot be so. God has to be number one. From the very beginning, he even said, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." There is no other God. And even Jesus said, in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." It's interesting that in the very same chapter, Matthew chapter 6, Jesus had something to say regarding the very issue of fasting. If you look back just a few verses in Matthew chapter 6, there in verse 16, Jesus points out, "Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." We don't do things just so that others will see us doing them. We don't need to be doing things simply for ourselves. But the point of the matter is that we do things for God, doing it God's way, because he is the one that will reward us. We also know that if we do not do things God's way, he will punish us. Tonight, are we doing things God's way, or are we trying to please ourselves, or are we trying to show for others? God knows our hearts, but is our heart in the right place with God? We're just about to sing a song of encouragement. If there be one tonight that needs to respond to the invitation, we encourage you to come as together we stand and sing.